Chapter 4 Mac hitched himself to the trailer, and soon he was hauling Lightning McQueen west. His face appeared on a video link inside Lightning's cabin.
California, here we come, Mac sang.
Dynaco, here we come, McQueen said to himself as he scanned the trophies and plaques that lined the walls and shelves of his trailer. He couldn't wait to land the glamorous new sponsor. Just as McQueen had settled under the buffer for a massage, the phone rang.
Is this the world's fastest racing machine?
Asked a smooth voice at the other end of the line. McQueen perked up at the sound of his agent's voice.
Is that you, Harv?
Buddy!
Kid, Harv replied. It is such an honor to be your agent that it almost hurts me to take 10% of your winnings. And merchandising. And ancillary rights in perpetuity. Anyway, what a race, huh, champ? Didn't see it, but I heard you were great. Listen, they're giving you 20 tickets for the tiebreaker thing in Cali. I'll pass them on to your friends. You shoot me the names.
Right. Friends. McQueen paused. Who was there to invite? The truth was, he had tons of fans, but he couldn't think of any real friends. He was speechless.
Okay, I get it, Mr. Popular, Harv broke in. So many friends you can't narrow it down.
McQueen didn't bother correcting him.
Okay, gotta jump, kid, Harv said. Let me know how it goes.
Harv hung up, and McQueen's eyes wandered to the window. A minivan, weighted down with a mattress tied to its roof, struggled to pass them. Many long hours later, McQueen got more and more impatient. Can't we go any faster? He wondered.
Oh, come on, Mac, he complained over the intercom. You're in the slow lane. This is Lightning McQueen you're hauling here.
Mac headed toward a truck stop.
Just stopping off for a quick breather, kid, he explained. Old Mac needs a rest.
Absolutely not, McQueen insisted. We're driving straight through all night until we get to California. We agreed to it.
Mac groaned. All night? May I remind you, federal DOT regs state?
Come on, Mac. McQueen's voice softened. I need to get there before Chick and hang with Dynaco. McQueen really wanted to move. Mac looked at the truck stop where a line of semis slept peacefully.
Hey, kid, Mac said gently. I don't know if I can make it.
Oh, sure you can, Mac, McQueen said brightly. Look, it'll be easy. I'll stay up with you all night long. Finally, Mac agreed to keep going down the dark interstate.